workout today?
Workout was really well. Played hard, competed, a lot of drills, a lot of three-on-three, one-on-one. So it was a great workout.
How did it compare to, first of all, have you had other workouts before now, and how did it compare to those ones?
Yeah, this is my eighth workout, and it's right up there. You know, each team does something differently, especially early on when we're doing the measurements and just going through our jumps, measuring our vert and everything like that. But the drills and everything, the three-on-three, three-on-two, two-on-one, I've seen that in a lot of the workouts, so, but it was great.
UCLA kind of has a reputation for having guards that do really well at the NBA level, you know, Westbrook, Levine, et cetera. Why do you think that is?
I just think that they prepare us really well for the NBA. You know, the way UCLA is made up, you know, champions made here. So we're always going out to compete, and we got great coaches who prepare us for the next level. So that when the guys go up there, no matter where they're drafted, they're able to NBA, they're NBA ready. You know, they've learned NBA concepts, and they go out there and just compete.
Played it before, did the altitude mess with you?
You said what?
The altitude mess with you?
A little bit. You know, I've played up here multiple times against Utah. But, yeah, I haven't been up here since this season. So it got to me a little bit, but I was able to push through. I've conditioned myself to be in great shape, so it didn't affect me too much.
What did the Utah Jazz coaches talk to you about?
Just my shooting consistency. There's a small minor hitch in my shot, and I've been working to improve that. But I shot well in the Utah 100, and I'm just looking to continue improving and competing and just showing my athleticism.
What's the biggest thing that you've learned through the process of the different workouts you've been in?
Just taking care of your body, honestly. You know, it's a grueling time. You got to get on flights day before your workouts, you know, staying hydrated and just getting as much rest as possible.
Do you ever look at a teams and where they are at in the draft and where you are at in mock draft and kind of see where you're going, and do those affect your workouts at all?
Yeah, definitely. My agent does a great job of setting me up with teams who are in my draft range, and that's what we're looking to do to keep doing. The workouts have been great for those teams in my range, and it definitely puts a little more motivation in here when I know the teams in my draft range.
You're probably as big of a Pac-12 expert as there is. You've been around for forever. So. How do you think that conference prepares you for the NBA, and how competitive do you think it is?
It really prepares me and everybody else who comes out of it for the NBA. You know, that conference is tough. You know, we got great teams who make it to the tournament every year. So we got guys who come out of that conference and do really well in the NBA, and I'm looking to be one of those guys. So the Pac-12 is a great conference to go to, and look to play the next level and increase your skill set.
After facing Chase in the last several years, it's weird being wearing the same uniform as him.
Yeah, a little bit. I got a chance to – he was on my team in the combine. So we were just talking about all the battles we had up at Stanford, and him coming down to UCLA. So it's fun, you know, to be able to enjoy this process with people you know and compete against them.
What are some things that come to mind when you think about the Jazz franchise, maybe some players you grew up watching or something?
I watch the Jazz all the time. You know, I watch the battles between – Jordan and John Stockton and Karl Malone. You know, those are games I always watch and study, and just see how passionate those guys are and how hard they work and their work ethic to be great. You know, and the Utah Jazz is a great organization. They're really young and they're looking to rebuild. They make the run for the playoffs and everything like that. So I'm really excited to be able to take part in this workout and wear this Jazz uniform. Hopefully I get a chance to play with them.
What makes you feel that you'd be a good fit for the Jazz?
I'm young. I'm athletic. I play defense, two-way player. Definitely take pride in locking guys down and getting down transition and putting pressure on opposing teams, being able to get to the rim and finish over the big. So I think every team needs a guy like me who has a lot of heart, desire, and the will to get better and be great.